We go further in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph up to Seif Hey. So if a person has a certain amount of oil, but not enough to perform Mahadrim and Mahadrin. For example, he's on the sixth night, but he doesn't have enough oil to last him for six Neiros, for all of them to be half an hour long. What he should do is he should light one that can last for half an hour, and then he should split the rest equally amongst the other five. If a person has done one, he's done one candle on the first night, two on the second night, and now he's up to the third night, and he's only got two Neiros, he's got a question, should he do two or should he do one? The halacha is, he should only light one, and he should not be lighting two. He then goes on to discuss the various different shapes of menorahs, and then we talk about in Sif Yud Aleph the shaila of where exactly to position the Ner Chanukah. So the Ner Chanukah is replaced on the entrance that is closest to the Rishus Harabim on the outside. So what that means is the following. If a person's got his house which opens into Rishus Harabim, i.e. there's no front garden, then he should be putting it on the entrance of his house. And if he's got a chotzer, he's got a front garden in front of the house, then he should be putting it on the entrance of the front garden towards the street. The idea is to always be putting it on the entrance to the street. He does quote a Yesh Eimrim that you put on the entrance of the house that goes into the chotzer. That's if a person lives downstairs. But if a person lives in Aliyah, lives upstairs, then if the entrance of the Aliyah, of the upstairs, is open to Shus Rabim, then he should be placing it on the entrance. However, if the entrance of the Aliyah, of the upstairs, is open to Chatzah, then he should be placing it again, like we mentioned with the owner of the house, he should be placing the menorah in that situation on the entrance of the Chatzah that opens into the Shus Harabim. Now, if, like in many situations, however, there is no separate entrance for the upstairs, rather, the only way to enter into the Aliyah to the upstairs is through the house, then in that situation, he places it in the window HaSmucha L'Rishus HaRabim, in the window which is facing L'Rishus HaRabim. However, B'Sha'as HaSakana, where Klal Yisrael were not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah by the Nochrim, then he should place it on his Shulchan V'Dayo. That's the expression of the Gemara, Menicha Shulchan V'Dayo. And where it's being placed on the shulchan, it's being placed in the house. Then, where the menorah is being placed in the house, then you need another ner in order to make a hekah that these lights which you're having in the house are there for the sake of the mitzvah. However, this din that you need another ner in order to show that the menorah is being done for the sake of the mitzvah, that's only if he doesn't have another fire in the house. If he's got another fire in the house, but it's very clear that he's got light, then he doesn't need this other ner, because there's already a hekah that this ner is purely there for the mitzvah, because he got light anyway. But if he's an Adam Choshev, where it's not normal for him to use the flame from a fire, then in that situation, he will always need another ner as a hekah.